Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Today, let's look at the words in Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. He was enjoying a quiet evening of watching television when his FaceTime rang. He looked and noticed that the call was coming from his son's phone. When he clicked on the icon, there sat his adorable little 18-month-old granddaughter. "Hi, Cammy," he said. "Papa," said Cammy. They chatted for a minute or two, as much as you can chat with an 18-month-old, when he heard his son ask, "Cammy, who are you talking to?" "Papa," she said with a smile. Somehow she had hit just the right icons and called her Papa to his delight. The wonder of communication today. Cell phones, internet, Facebook, FaceTime, Skype, Twitter, Snapchat. The modes of communication today can boggle the mind. Our ability to not just talk, but to see each other across the miles is an incredible blessing. And yet, almost everyone will tell you, nothing is better than face-to-face. That's what you do each day. Each day, young children and their parents or guardians come to your classroom. You carefully prepare the lessons and activities, considering the needs and goals for each child. You thoughtfully choose books to read to the children that will inspire, inform, and delight them. You prepare materials and experiences that are research-based, educationally sound, and developmentally appropriate for young children. But you do so much more than that. Each day, you have the opportunity to sit with the children around you and tell them the wonders of God's love for them. You share the exciting accounts of the Old Testament believers as they struggled and then triumphed by God's grace and blessing. You tell them of the story of Jesus' miracles and of his love that took him to the cross, the grave, and then to heaven for each one of them. You tell them of the Holy Spirit's work among the disciples and apostles, and also in each of them. And on top of all that, you have the opportunity to share this with their parents and other family members. Like the disciples and apostles, your feet carry you to the classroom to eagerly share God's precious message of salvation to each child, to their families, and to all those around you. How beautiful and amazing. So, technology included or not, what a privilege it is to communicate this message. What a blessing to be able to share this message face to face each day. May each of us always be eager to hear and share God's message of salvation so that all may believe. We pray. Dear Father, I am humbled by the opportunity to share your word and message of salvation with the young children and families I serve. Bless me with zeal and eagerness to do so, and may the work of the Holy Spirit take root in each of them. Amen. A question to consider. What are ways to communicate God's message to the families we serve beyond our classrooms? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.